From the Roots Up, CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto.
Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. With me, by the way, is Phil Conlon, Classical Underground, Wednesdays 6 to 8. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
We're going to be talking to Dimitri Lascaris. He is an activist, a journalist, and a lawyer. And he has just recently returned from a visit to Russia. We used to say Soviet Union. It was a long time ago. Russia. And Dimitri is engaging in what I guess you could call it people's diplomacy. He would like to see a dialogue take place. At the moment, we have no dialogue. We have a confrontation. Canada is deeply invested in it. United States is obviously NATO, et cetera. And Dimitri thinks that the missing thing, if we want to solve it, is diplomacy. We'll be talking to him about that. And later in the show, we're going to talk to Keith Bolander. Keith is the author of three or probably more good books on Cuba, but particularly the problem of American boycott and sanctions and blockade. They've done everything they can to force Cuba to follow their line from Washington, which, of course, the Cubans don't do. But Keith is, by the way, is also just back from Cuba, so he has some news. We're going to ask him, by the way, Phil, about baseball players, because
of course this is the baseball show on CIUT.
Cuba has great ball players, and politics has gotten in the way of sport. And sport, by the way, helps bring about peace. And actually, that's why the Olympics were organized. We should be speaking soon. In a few minutes, we're going to have Dimitri. I want to say, by the way, if you don't know, these are things that you won't be seeing in the news tonight in Canada, but President Lula of Brazil has once again made a statement that Julian Assange should be released. And his answer, when Americans talk about human rights and protection of journalists and all that, he says, let us start with letter A, Assange, and you and the Brits are holding him, and he is guilty of what? Journalism. What was revealed in the journalism is something that the Americans and the Brits don't want to talk about. But anyway, Lula has said that, and I notice also something very important. The president of Honduras, new woman president, she doesn't wear a cowboy hat like the previous, has just been visiting Beijing, and Honduras has opened embassy there and have notified Taiwan that they consider Taiwan part of China, and that subject is closed. That flies in the face of current Canadian-U.S. policy, which is to try to heighten an international crisis around the Chinese territory of Taiwan. United Nations, the great consensus of nations is that Taiwan is part of China. But Canada now is flirting with this really dangerous idea of cultivating separatist elements in Taiwan, which could lead to bad things. Also, I want to report that Jackie Chan is making a new movie about something to do with Chinese history, and his co-star is a beautiful actress. I don't know her name. She's a Uyghur. And I call attention to this because Chinese make great films. This actress is very highly regarded and appreciated in China. And if you were to ask the Canadian Parliament about this, I suppose they would faint dead away because they accuse China madly, bizarrely, impossibly, of genocide towards Uyghurs. Uyghur actors, Uyghur entertainers, Uyghur workers are part of China, and their lives have been steadily improving. The demographics show that their population is growing larger in relation to other national minorities, and certainly more than the Chinese population itself, the so-called Han people, I suppose. So anyway, let's all hope we get to see the Jackie Chan movie, but don't wait for it.